What is it?
Yeah.
Hominy? That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. You ever eaten hominy?
Yes, and well, you see, it's made out of cone. Hominy is. Hominy's made out of cone.
That's good. Yeah.
What, did you ever eat much then?
What, hominy? Yeah. Yeah, I like hominy. Miss Reed had three cans up there last week. She, I don't know, she said she liked it too. I said, and she went on to work. I said, Miss Reed, I'm going to cook me one of these cans of hominy. She said, well, let's help yourself. And so me and Mr. Reed cooked it. I mean, I cooked it, me and Mr. Reed eat it.
I haven't eaten any hominy, and I couldn't tell you how many years, but I know Granny Smith used to make it. And, I don't guess folks make it anymore.
No, because I used to make it too when my children were small. I used to put on a hominy and a husky, you know, and make make a whole lot and keep it a while and put it in the fridge there or something, you know, and let's keep it long as you want to in the wintertime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get ready for some, yeah, it was better than this you buy in these cans here in town. Tastes more like hominy.
Well, sometimes instead of fixing potatoes, you might fix stuff that's that little white grains, you know,
mm-hmm.
You boil it up. What is that?
Let's see now, little white grains. You say you boil it up. What is that now? What'd you say you fix now? Veggie.
Well, if you want to fix this instead of potatoes, because they're both starchy foods.
Mm.
I said, well, you can buy it now in little packages that are, you can boil it up in about 5 minutes. They
sure.
Have that quick
well,
stuff.
I don't really know what that is.
Well, I was just thinking about rice.
Uh-huh, rice and grits and things like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have you got any terms for, like maybe some, cheap homebrew whiskey that may be fixed is fixed, you know, by people out here in this part of.
Yes.
I know my daddy has.
Yes.
You know nothing about that or not.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, Charlie might come in from work hungry, and he might come in the house and take a good sniff around as he goes through the kitchen.
That's right.
Oh, I bet we're going to have a good dinner. Just.
Yeah, that's right. I know your dad, when he come in from work, he'll, my husband, he don't drink. But
I figure he did.
Uh-huh. But Mr. he come in, well, he going to get him a little taste.
Yes, he usually does. That's right. Daddy sure does. Well, what is that sweet stuff that you pour on pancakes and eat?
Cairo syrup.
Okay. What kind of maybe thin syrups did you used to eat? Cairo's kind of thick.
Yes,
isn't it?
And it is. And well, they're making some nice thin.
Mm-hmm. Because
I got some in yarn and I want to tell you, real thin. You know,
mm-hmm.
Okay, looks just so white looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got Cairo on it.
It
has. Yes, and the name of it's Cairo.
Well, what about real thick kind of syrup that I know you probably just did, I know I did.
Saga syrup.
Best
in the world, sure is.
And then there's another kind that's got a heavier taste.
And I reckon that's ribbon cane.
So it's got a dark color.
Yeah, huh, that's ribbon cane.
Did you ever buy sugar that wasn't